Now, speaking of racy, the government is concerned that some of the material out there on the internet is not suitable, particularly for children, so what they're doing is spending a lot of taxpayers' dollars on filtering systems. I must say, my main concern on this, I'm a little concerned about what might actually be deemed inappropriate by the government. Yes, I know the line the minister runs is we're cutting child pornography out. Well, most people are not going to have a problem with that. But I'll get into more of that in a moment. But the thing that concerns me, I guess, is you pay extra to have a fast, decent feed in areas where you can get one. Is everybody's internet speed going to be slowed down as a result of the filtering? David Klemke is a spokesman for No Clean Feed, who are having a rally tomorrow. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Where's your rally?
It's going to be in City Walk, just near the fountain there. So around about 12 on Saturday.
Why are you doing it, and what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, basically, we oppose the feed in its entirety, mostly because there's just so many things wrong with it. I mean, and there's just not enough information out there, we believe, for people to be aware of what this will actually, you know, imply for them.
Mm. So it's going to be one of those things, is it not, David, where until it really hits and it impacts on people, there's not going to be the kind of reaction that you should see before it's done.
That's correct. I mean, the best estimates have this, like, slowing down the internet at least 10%. You know, the best estimates see something in the realm of around about 70% slowdown. This can equate to, you know, millions of lost services for businesses, and it can equate just to, you know, it's a equivalent to the post office opening every letter that comes through, you know, through the post office. I mean, it's just unacceptable.
Yes, I've seen that comparison made. So, if you challenge the minister on it, though, and I haven't discussed it with him directly, but my understanding of what I've seen reported, he will say, in essence, we're out to stop child pornography. Now, that's pretty much of a brick wall. Nobody's going to argue with that, that I know of. In fact, I understand, I was reading in the most recent case, that most child pornography is not directly available on the internet. It is done between pedophiles using a peer-to-peer system.
That's correct. I mean, the internet filtering scheme is only really about, you know, content available on, you know, HTML or web pages, basically. And these peer-to-peer technologies work, you know, outside of that sort of realm. So, although this will, you know, prevent people from accessing content that, you know, we know where it is, we don't know where all the child porn is that might be resident on someone's personal PC at home. And so it's very easy for them to get on one of these, you know, peer-to-peer, you know, file sharing applications and circumvent it completely, basically rendering this filter useless.
Mm. So there's no real point to it. I tell you the other thing that comes up for me, I actually remember during the Vietnam War that Playboy was often banned. And, you know, I forget how old I was, but say 15 or 16 or something, and the lads would say, oh, it must have been a really hot edition, this one, you know. Playboy was never that hot. Playboy was always pretty non-threatening. In fact, it was a lot worse in the 70s than it was back then. The real reason that the magazine was stopped coming into the country was because there were editorials there that the government people didn't want people to read about the Vietnam War. And this is what concerns me, that ultimately governments decide, having taken that step, we know what's best for you, to decide other things than something most people would support them on, like child pornography being banned. Other things may not be in their interests either, and we then have the situation, and this is already happening internationally, where we're being compared to countries like China.
Well, I mean, it's quite right. I mean, Senator Conroy has said many times, lots of countries, lots of Western countries, for instance, not, you know, not China, have, you know, mandatory filtering schemes. Now, that's incorrect. They have filtering schemes in place, but they're opt-in, they're not mandatory. You know, the biggest one, you know, everyone knows about is China, and you can see exactly where that's gone. The Chinese, you know, man, they filter information. I mean, if you go to, say, YouTube while you're in China, you can't see anything in Tiananmen Square. That's, you know, that's the first thing, it's a, you know, control of government information. Mm. And that's what we're concerned about. I mean, not much, you know, we're all for, you know, eliminating child pornography and all those sorts of illegal content, but this isn't the way to do it. It's really not a fully fledged approach. And also, looking at it, the proposal doesn't have any technical implementation details. It's all left up to the private industry. And, you know, many of them have come out and said, you know, let's say, for instance, John of Internode or Stephen Dolby of iiNet have publicly stated that this will, you know, cripple the internet for everyone. And it's, you've got to wonder why, you know, the senator has gone ahead and put forward this proposal where there's obviously little to no thought behind it. And that's just, you know, a recipe for disaster right there.
And so it is definitely going ahead, is it?
Well, it's still in a trial status now. They've put forth a testing framework for internet service providers to put forth a proposal. Pretty much all they're testing against is the ACMA blacklist, which is a list of about 1,300 sites. But they're looking to expand that list to around about 10,000 sites, where they believe that's the upper limit of what they can filter before there'll be a major adverse impact to the service that the internet people can provide. The thing is that no matter what they put in, there's going to be problems either way. You know, there's going to be a technical slowdown for everyone. This is an ineffective way to protect the kids, and it costs at least $40 million to start off with. There's really no reason that this needs to be put in.
So when's your rally again?
Okay, so it's on Saturday, 12 p.m. City Walk, just near the fountain.
Okay, so 12 o'clock tomorrow, City Walk, near the fountain, if you want to join you, David, and your group to make a statement on this.
Yep, and if you want any more information, we've got our website, which is nocleanfeed.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several other websites as well. I've got my contact details up as well, so if anyone in Canberra wants to know more about it, they can feel free to contact me.
All right, David, thank you for that.
No worries at all, Mike. Thanks a lot.
David Klemke, spokesman for the No Clean Feed rally, which is happening tomorrow.